in some ways, what the Civil War does is reveal a bit more clearly the extent to which women were already, if you like, involved in the public sphere, involved in activities way beyond the domestic sphere. One example we might use of that is the printing industry. So one of the things that we really notice in the Civil War is in the 1640s is there's a huge expansion in the amount of printed material that's published. A lot more kind of controversial political and religious material being produced, early forms of kind of news media being produced as well. And what we find is that actually women are heavily involved in this printing industry. And this is not necessarily a new thing, but what the Civil War is doing is revealing their involvement a bit more clearly. So to give you one example is of the printing house of the Coes. And what research by Sarah Barber and others has shown is that whilst there was a sexist assumption that it was in fact the husband in this printing firm that was, if you like, the lead partner, in fact we now think that it was his wife Jane who was the main driving force and was producing some of these early kind of news media, what we call news books. So women are actually very important in terms of the printing industry, and the expansion of print in the Civil War makes that clearer. Another example of a practice pre-Civil War that then is kind of expanded and changed is petitioning as well. So what we find is that there's an expansion generally in the amount of petitioning during the 1640s. Petitioning becomes much more controversial. It's tackling big sort of subjects of state, so religious policy, political affairs, even foreign affairs. And women are involved in this, including being involved in kind of collective political petitioning as well. So they get involved in this much more controversial petitioning activity to such an extent, actually, that we start to see a genre of satirical petitioning. So we get sort of fake petitions from women, including such signatories as Abominable Bessie, the butcher's daughter, and so on. You get the idea, but we start to get this, it becomes so commonplace that we get this kind of mocking of women's involvement. Another example of that is the genre of what we call the Parliament of Women genre. So the idea of women taking over Parliament, you know, ruling instead of the men. And this is partly part of that broader metaphor during the Civil War of the world being turned upside down, the natural, the normal order being inverted. But it's also a recognition of the way in which women had taken a much greater place in the public sphere. I think the other thing that it's worth talking about is the way in which religion plays a part here too. Because the Civil War brings into effect a religious toleration, we see the emergence of a whole set of different Protestant sects during this period. And these sects, like the Baptists and the Quakers, are particularly important because their emphasis upon the spirit rather than traditional religious education, which was largely the preserve of men, opens things up for women to explore religious roles, including religious roles that had been previously only occupied by men, so acting effectively as ministers or as missionaries. And so one example of this would be the Broadmead Baptist Church in Bristol, which was actually one of the key founders of a woman, Dorothy Hazard. So women are really critical in many of these sects, and the Quakers obviously a major example of this. We even have examples during the Civil War of women taking very active roles in the conflict. So there's lots of evidence of the use of women spies or intelligencers during the 1640s. And there's even some research by Mark Stoyle showing us that women served as soldiers during the Civil War. They cross-dressed and fought in the Civil War itself. And again, there's also a genre there about cross-dressing soldiers, which again is talking about these gender anxieties that emerge during the 1640s. So it's a period where there's both an expansion of routes that women have already been using to express political views, such as petitioning, and also there's these new opportunities because of the changing religious landscape and because of the war itself.